Welcome back to Brookings, South Dakota, where the Redbirds suffer an overtime loss, 27-24. South Dakota State defeats the Redbirds and takes them out of the hunt for a conference championship. They are not yet out of the hunt for a playoff berth. They can solidify their position for one of those if they can win at home against North Dakota State next Saturday in a noon game at Hancock Stadium. Well, Broxback is already with our Craig Birchie. Let's go downstairs and hear from the head coach. Craig?
All right, thanks a lot, Dick. And Brock, boy, what a hard-fought game, even at halftime, even at the end of regulation. And it boils down to a missed field goal in overtime. But, boy, this was a tough one.
Yeah, it's really tough. You know, I'm real proud of how our team played today. I told them that in there. There's nothing to hang your head about. You played your hearts out, and I think we need to take a picture of that and understand that's what we need every Saturday, and not just this up and down stuff. And you know, we put ourselves in position to win the game at the end, and weren't able to pull it out. But was proud of our guys. We had a some young players had to come in and play today, and they did a really good job. And so we called on some young guys to come in and play, and then I think our whole team kind of answered the bell. We just play here and there. We looked at like to have made, but I don't think we have anything to hold our head on. We just learn from our mistakes and I told them to take a picture of the good things and the energy and the effort and all that, and because we can play that way, we're going to win a lot of games.
The energy level, I thought, was really good on the sideline, and it carried over onto the field. It was spirited out there.
Yeah, it was very spirited, and that's how it should be. You know, it's kind of baffling when you lose that, in our sport. You know, so it's we found out that that's what we have to. That's how we play well, and thought we learned that lesson, but apparently we didn't a week ago. So we lost that game in about a 10-minute swing in the third quarter and didn't come out of the locker room ready to play in the second half. So I felt that the team did a much better job of that. They were on top of that. Had a very good locker room, I thought. Very good leadership from our older players, but everybody involved in the game did a good job. So hey, we got to learn from our mistakes and get ready for the Bison.
And really, it was that one big play, that big run. You'd kept Taryn Christian in check throughout most of the day, and then he breaks off an 85-yard touchdown run, and he only had 110 yards rushing today.
Yeah, that was a backbreaker at that time. We hadn't given up hardly any big plays, and that was a big play. Just like our kickoff return was a big play, and came down and got to make one more than they did, and I guess they made one more than we did.
Malachi Broadnax, can you go into your decision to start him today over Jake Colby?
Well, we just had we're going to give him an opportunity early in the game and want to see what he could do from an athletic standpoint. And, so he just left him in and let him play the game out. So,
And the ground game seemed to benefit, especially you were able to get some decent runs up the middle and keep drives going and eventually getting some touchdowns with James Robinson.
It just seemed like we're stepping out of a tackle away from going long yardage runs. But we had good runs. We a very efficient running game, I thought, for the most part. There were some times we missed a short yardage situation here towards midfield I thought we should have made. And I thought we ran the ball pretty well downhill for the most part. But it just looked real close, like we were just close to stepping through a tackle or two to score, and weren't able to do it a couple times. But it was that kind of game.
Well, big games next week for both teams. South Dakota State, of course, has to go down to South Dakota, and you have that big game with North Dakota State and possibly a playoff berth hanging on the line here for your team.
Yeah, we just got to – hey, there's a lot to play for now, and just go out and have fun, because you don't know where it'll go if you win, and if you lose, your season's over with. But you're a senior, this could be the last time you ever play in Hancock Stadium, so – you got to go out there with the idea that I'm going to go out with a bang, and what a greater opportunity than that. But part of our team, we'll bounce back and get ready for next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that's Broxback. We'll bring over Malachi Broadnax now, the redshirt freshman quarterback out of DeSoto, Texas, who really played valiantly. You came out there and thinking, what were you thinking? Were you thinking just a few series and then heading over to the bench, or it just kept kind of building for you?
Well, I mean, honestly, all throughout the week, they were telling me to just be ready to play the whole game. So I went throughout this week's practice just preparing myself for the game, trying to make sure I took every rep like I would if it was a game rep. So I tried to just prepare myself mentally. And once we started the flow of the game, they just was like, you need to be ready to play this whole game. Still, they kept repeating it. So I just kept my mindset steady on making the right reads and doing everything I knew how to do, things that I've been doing since I stepped foot on this campus.
Not an easy team to get your – it's a baptism by fire, I guess, for your first start.
South Dakota's a great team. They're a great team. They have a great quarterback, great offense, great defense. I mean, they played well. They had great schematics against us. They just played well. I mean, we fought hard as we could. We gave everything we could. We ran our plays the way we knew how to. So, I mean, we played our best. They played their best. It just was a matter of who wanted it more. And obviously at the end they wanted it more, so they won the game.
Well, I thought you handled yourself with great poise. It got rather noisy out there on the field. The crowd was really into it, especially late in the game. They were trying to make some problems for you, but you handled it rather well.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's about keeping your mindset on what you need to do and making sure that everybody else is prepared and ready. So, I mean, that's not nothing that we haven't faced before. We've played in many stadiums that have done the same thing. It's just about keeping poise and making sure we do what we need to do. And, I mean, we switched up the count a little bit, did a few things to where we knew what we would do so we wouldn't jump off sides or we wouldn't get out of our heads or anything like that, so we could just make the plays we needed to make.
Well, we're certainly excited. You're an exciting player, and look for you to build on a very good performance today under tough circumstances. Good job today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Malachi Bronnex. Now we'll bring over Adam Conley to wrap things up here. Senior defensive end did have that diving interception, and boy, Spence Nowinski and I were talking before the game, and he told me how important turnovers were, and I can tell you that was in the back of your head when you batted that ball up in the air. You needed to finish that play.
Yeah, turnovers are the most important part of the game. We just know that if we can get our offense opportunities, more opportunities than the other team, we can have a positive result.
Tough breaks for you today. The defense, though, really rose up, especially in the second half, and turned it into a stalemate save for one play.
Yeah, we went out there and battled. You know, that's a heavyweight matchup between us two. We're on the road in a tough situation, and we just went out and competed. We came up a little bit short today.
Taron Christian trying to contain him. That was the challenge that was on your plate today, and he's a slippery player. I know you can't get a hand on him and bring him down, can you?
No, he's a great athlete. He's fast, and he's bigger than a lot of people think. He's thick, he's sturdy, and you have to put pads on him, otherwise he's going to run away from you or he could run through you.
You're one of the senior leaders on this team. The mindset in the locker room after this game?
That was a tough one to swallow. We competed our hearts out, but we feel if we come out and compete like that every Saturday, we can play with anybody in the country.
Well, next week you'll get that chance to play against one of the best teams in the country in North Dakota State, and still a lot hinging on that game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a playoff game for us. It's we'll get back in the film room and start working on it, but that game is everything to us right now. So we have a one-game season, and we just got to start preparing again.
All right, well, thanks for joining us, and best of luck next week, Adam.
Thank you.
Adam Conley had a great game today, Dick. So did Malachi Bronnex. But unfortunately, South Dakota State just had a little bit more this afternoon.
And they win it in overtime by the final score of 27-24 for the Jackrabbits now, a record of 8-2 overall. And they are 5-2 in the Missouri Valley Football Conference and one of three teams left now in the chase for the regular season conference championship. We'll talk a little more about that here in just a moment. We'll have some stats from this game. We'll have our Bloomington relocation systems move of the game coming up as well. On your next visit to Illinois State University, check out the Marriott Hotel, conveniently located in Uptown Normal and a proud sponsor of ISU Athletics. Book your rooms at MarriottNormal.com. We will take a break. It's a 27-24 overtime loss for Illinois State's Redbirds here at South Dakota State. Back with more in a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird football from Learfield.